and welcome to Audio FAQs of Digital Product Design Intensive. This is a signature program from Experian, which focuses heavily on helping designers to up their competency for digital product design. And let's begin answering some of the most frequently asked questions from our current students and our prospective students across the board. So here are some things that has come up time and again, and we would like to give you our perspective on where we stand, why we have designed it a certain way, why this, why not this, and where does this come from? All of those things we will talk about in the most authentic way, the way we think about it. So let's start answering some of the most important questions that may help you in making informed decision before you jump into DPDI. So let's get started here. All right, here is one of the obvious questions that keeps coming to us is, what do I expect? What is the curriculum of DPDI like? And what will I learn at the end of DPDI and things like that? So let me try and give you a little background and then we can go into the details of what will be covered in the curriculum. So the background is this. We have been, the frustration was good, the irritation was good. We decided one fine day we will go and teach, let's make makers. How difficult that's going to be. We are doers. We are just going to tell them exactly how to do, like how we do. And that's it. Done. We become teachers, isn't it? And there's also this derogatory statement which says doers do and others teach. So we thought teaching should be so easy. And as a result of it, like how generally our teachers taught us, and we took all the information that we wanted to share. Of course, we couldn't cover everything, but definitely a lot of information from all the different subjects that governs digital product design, which includes pretty much your cognitive science, your behavioral science, a little bit of behavioral economics as well, and a bit of neuroscience, because without understanding the organ, then you don't understand everything else that's going on inside the organ. And a little bit of research methods. I couldn't cover everything, but definitely a full framework of how research is conducted and pretty much everything to do with taking whatever we found as insights, data analysis, data synthesis, and really going through the inciting process, and followed by that, how do you really think about value proposition? How do you really think about product making? So digital strategy started coming into, so value proposition design. And from there, we went into, okay, now that we know exactly what we are going to offer as a product or a service, then how do you really make it happen? Through information design, interaction design, visual design, and combining all of them together and bringing it to interface design. And finally, going through a little bit of validation studies because you have launched into the market, a little bit of generative studies and stuff like that. This is how much information that was covered in the first part. And we thought we did an amazing job. And you know that you should not listen to your customers because they said, oh, wow, this is awesome. It's like after a horse, a car was given. And then they were like feeling, oh my God, this is so much better. And that's how it all started. But we don't want to be carried away by that, five-star statement from our clients. And we said, this is not changing them. The excitement is there as long as we are there. Like, you know, I keep in touch with them and figure out like how are they doing in their jobs, and everything is great. And as everything, there is a honeymoon for this as well. So it slowly dips down and they go back to their old habits and all those brilliant things that they learned are not really used in the actual industry. As a result of it, they're back to the same vicious cycle. And this was bothering me. And this was telling me that, hey, that information is not transformative. And we know this. We know this as a matter of fact that information does not transform anybody. Transformation is something, it's like a chip that you put inside you. And because it is inside you, wherever you go, you are the same person. Information is an external force. Like I am giving a little bit of gyan sometimes, a little bit of motivation, a little perspective, a new pair of eyes externally. As a result of it, you are feeling better when you're with me. And this was, yeah, how could we make that black little car from the horse into a Tesla? And that's exactly where we were going. And DPDI 2021 is, I think, it's Tesla 1S maybe. And that's where we are trying to go and change how we teach. It took me 2 years to understand how to teach. Doers do and others teach is a stupid statement. And doers do and teachers teach is the right statement. As a doer, I had so much expert bias and I was thinking that, okay, these are all things that everybody knows, but unfortunately, no. And as a result of it, there was so much of information overload as well. As a result of that, it's like there was a lot of fear that, oh my God, there is so much. If you look at any rabbit hole, it's going to be so deep. And as a result of that, the motivation was not standing up. So this time we changed it completely. We took about 6 months off from everything teaching and we said, how to teach? Let's go ahead and look at the basics of how to teach. We know the doing, but we don't know exactly how to teach that will give transformational results. So that's exactly where DPDI 2021 is going and I'm very excited about it. So we have taken everything we know, we cut the information, we are not overloading you with tons of things because anyways, the tons of things is there. And if I tell you that you're going to learn everything digital product design in this 4 months, I'm the stupidest teacher you can ever have. So what we have done now is we have kind of made it into a pill size format, right? So these are stuff that we call as radicals because it is not an idea, it's not an aspect, it is not anything that we could fit it into an English word. So we call it as these are 20 radicals which will radically change your brain. And that's exactly what we wanted to do to you. And I'm not telling you that this is everything, but if you know these 20 things, if you master these 20 things, your fundamentals for making digital products, your fundamentals for creative problem solving is set for this lifetime. And I'm not able to put a finger and say, oh, that is user interface design. This is user experience design. That is product management. This is digital strategy. It's a combination. It's a weave of everything coming together. And we have worked quite hard, I think, in a way to really structure these 20 radicals in a certain pace, in a certain way. There is a lot of design in the instruction design itself that we have done. The heavy lifting is done by the system. And as a result of it, if you just go through these 20 radicals, if you just consume these 20 pills one after the other in the order that we give you, you got it. For a lifetime, you don't have to worry about digital product design ever again. It takes so much guts to say this because I know that we worked very hard on these things. So these 20 radicals are weaved in a certain way. The only thing you should promise yourself more than promising me is you will do the tasks that are given before the radicals. As a result of it, the way you will absorb the radicals is going to be amazing. It's like this, right? When your conditions in your body are really set, then you absorb certain minerals very well. And that's exactly how these things are done. So you need to do, and as a result of it, you will absorb more. And when you absorb more, you will redo things. And as a result of it, your learning would be like nobody else. I'm going to boldly say this to you that you wouldn't have had a learning like this ever in your life, inside out. And that's exactly how we are looking at. So a combination of these 20 things that I'm talking about comes from 8 subject areas. And as I said, the subject areas are a bit of cog science, a bit of neuroscience, a bit of, behavioral science. I couldn't give you everything. So there is also some bonuses because I feel like you should know them a little bit more, but it is not mandatory. It's optional. You can go through it anytime you have time, but mandatory, you have to go through. And that is pretty much how DPDI is designed. In addition to that, a little bit of market understanding. You need to know how business works. If you don't know how business works and you're entering into products, you would be shooting in the wrong feet, and that's not a good idea. And in addition to that, you should definitely know all the machine related aspects. When I say machine, it's your product or a service or a system. All of these are machines. You'll kind of put them together in a certain way. There is a way to look at it. So at the end of the whole thing, if I combine these three, four, five subjects from the machine along with the three subjects from understanding the human mind and with some subjects from the business world, then that's what the radicals are all about. So you don't have to worry about, you know, how things are weaved. If you're interested in instruction design and you wanted to really learn how we designed the whole thing, how can you create programs like this? How do you look at a program design? That's a different story. We will have it in a fireside chat. But for now, just go through this, consume this. And could I not have given it to you in a self-paced course and said, just go through these radicals, take these pills after food, you know, every single day. But unfortunately, it doesn't work. You need a lot of coaching. I wanted to distinguish mentoring and coaching here. Coaching means somebody who really, really cares about you, loves you, has enormous compassion for you and says that you are wrong here. Okay? It takes a lot of guts to say you're wrong. Mentoring is on a generic topic. I can just tell you some advices. That is the Gyanesh avatar of me will give you so much gyan in the mentoring sessions. But this one, I'm going to do it completely as a coach. You're going to give me permission to coach you. As a result of it, I'll be able to personalize the feedback and tell you, this is where you are going wrong. This is where you're doing extremely well. These are your strengths. These are your weaknesses. This is how you will be able to think about your products better. So a combination of everything, right? A community, a coach-led approach, radicals, you know, it's like a weave. It's like threads coming together and making a beautiful fabric. That's exactly what DPDI is. I'm sorry it took a little long for me to tell you all of this, but you understand why it has taken so long, right? It's a lot of things coming together. This is behind the scenes, and you don't have to worry about any of that. All you need to do is just do it. Just do exactly what I say, and all the instructions will be easy to follow. The tasks will be as simple as take a picture, order a biryani in Swiggy, things like that. Come on, man. You can do it. And if you especially... I made it so simple, like even a 5-6-year-old can actually take it. That doesn't mean that we are going to take 5-year-olds, but what that means is even if you're somebody who is in your 10th grade, 11th grade, you're just above 15, 16, this is for you. A lot of people go through their career choices after they have wasted time in college. Please do it before. Do what you want to be. Like if you want to be a rocket scientist, be a rocket scientist and see if it is for you. If you want to be a product designer, check it out. Say yes or no. Yes is good. No is even better. And that's exactly why this program is designed in such a simple manner. You will be able to do what we are asking you to do. So there are more aspects to it. I wanted to talk to you about the tool track, skill track, mindset track, a little bit of the thoughts about workplace skills and things like that. We will do that in probably a separate nugget, but that's all coming together in this community-based, coach-led, a practitioner-designed, radically different, filled with radicals kind of a course, helping you to become an industry-ready product designer. And I hope this helps you answer that question. Hope these audio FAQs are helping you make informed decisions. In case any of your questions are not answered in this limited set, we are always available. We are just a ping away. Our website is experian.xyz and specifically experian.xyz/DPDI for DPDI related information. See you on the other side if you have any questions.